You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by another comrade of OUSA. We've got Sophie Pinn from Student Support coming on to talk about the upcoming OUSA Mental Health Awareness Week and some of the adjacent activities. Morena, Sophie, how you doing?
Morena, ihoa, kei te pai.
That's good. My today was pretty limited.
I'm good.
I'm good. No, that's awesome. Katie Pye, that's fantastic. Was your commute this morning all good?
It was. Yes.
Because you live all the way in the valley. Were you driving, busing, biking, walking?
I have to actually drive to the opposite side of town to drop my boys off at daycare, uh-huh. and then come all the way back. But I got a free park today, so stoked.
Stoked. That's awesome. We're here to talk about the upcoming Mental Health Awareness Week. I was wondering if you could just speak to the importance of Mental Health Awareness Week on campus.
Yeah, awesome. So hopefully everyone knows what Mental Health Awareness Week is. It's kind of a nationwide campaign that focuses on getting Kiwis to understand what boosts well-being and improved mental health. It's been running since 1993, so if you want to do the math, it's exactly the same age as I am, which I'm not going to tell you. There's a new theme that comes out every year, and that's just because there's not one way to well-being. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Mm-hmm. Nothing will work for everyone. You kind of can pick and choose, so it's really about just identifying what ways you can improve your well-being and things as well. Mm-hmm. You'll hear me talking a lot about well-being rather than mental health, and that's mainly just because having good well-being is really what stimulates into having good mental health.
For sure. Yep. So the theme of this year's is well-being?
So the theme of this year's is actually community is what we create together.
Oh, yeah.
And community looks different for everyone. That's the beauty of it. It's about connecting others and seeing what we can create, like something beautiful together. And this Mental Health Awareness Week, OUSA is really encouraging students to connect with each other and everything that we have to offer at Otago University and especially through OUSA as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got a week-long of events highlighting all the different supports we do, not just for this one-off week, but throughout the whole year as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I was wondering, you mentioned that all the events are themed. What was last year's theme?
Last year's theme, can I remember? I think it was the five ways to well-being, mm-hmm. Which is just five different ways that you can focus on your well-being. It kind of stems from the model of Te Whare Tapawha, which I meant to Te Wiki Te Reo Māori this week, mm-hmm. so it's good to talk about as well. Mm-hmm. It's really where you've got a kind of a whare nui or a meeting house, and it's about the different pillars of well-being keeping you up. Yeah, and if one of those pillars drops, then all your mental well-being kind of drops as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of focusing on all those different parts as well.
Interdependence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Kind of that foundation of that also is your whānau or your community holding you up too.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So what are some of the events that are on offer next week? I understand there's a few things going on.
There's a few themes
for the days. Yeah,
absolutely. So we've got some week-long events happening. Some of these ones are the ones I'm most excited about as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So we've got a Zen room going on in Jonesy Room over at Clubs and Socks, and that's where just a place you can just go chill out. There's going to be like low music, low lights, mm-hmm. different little spaces throughout the room, sensory areas and things.
Nice.
This was definitely going to be my favourite. It's going to be an absolute vibe.
Nice. But
yeah, me and Olivia from Clubs and Socks set it up as a wee example the other day, and we just kind of lay there being like, we have to go back to work? Can we just stay here for the rest
forever.
Of the day?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
And then we've got Success Stories, which is going to be out in the link. And that's just a little place where you can write a success from your day and just post it. And it's just about celebrating each other's successes, mm-hmm. whether that's getting out of bed in the morning, getting laid, mm-hmm. just, you know, whatever you want. Whatever your success is everyone's success.
For sure.
Then we've got a Take What You Need board. You might remember these from Diversity Week. The ones are going to be at Clubs and Socks, and one's going to be over at OUSA Student Support. Mm-hmm. You just come in, have a look at the envelopes, see what word resonates with you or what you need in that moment. Mm-hmm. Take an envelope off, and it'll have a wee goodie in it and a little quote and an inspirational little pick-me-up.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
We've got also a QR code scavenger hunt, which is going to go around eight different services around campus, and then you go in the draw to win a $100 Joe's Garage voucher.
Awesome.
To hopefully take your flat out or something for a flat meal, bond that community. To start that, you start at Clubs and Socks as well. And then, heading into the week of actual day events. Monday we are over to Kiora Peace Garden and we're doing a clean up and a planting there. Now it's September.
And that's right, just opposite the library.
Yeah. And we're doing a wee clean up there from 10 till 12 and there's going to be some free pizza at the end too.
It's true. Where from?
Poppers.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We're all about free food here.
Hell yeah.
And then evening yoga, which is a year-long event as well that happens at Clubs and Socks. Tuesday, we've got the Yoga Club, Yoga and Meditation Club, is doing their weekly Tuesday classes. Mm-hmm. And then also a mindful creation workshop, which is through like a art therapist. He runs that, which is fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And then Wednesday, lunchtime yoga, also a year-long thing that happens. Thursday, we're going to have a big community barbecue out for where they're doing Market Day as well. So come along to Market Day and then come grab a free snag as well and just have a wee chill out on the lawn. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be 18 degrees on Thursday next week too.
Hell so, yeah. It's going to actually properly be spring because I don't know if you know this. But yeah, spring doesn't start until Monday.
Yeah, I know. I didn't actually know that. I was always kind of 1st of September spring happens.
Yeah,
I was doing some research on Facebook and I saw a post about when spring actually starts and I was like,
yeah, we've been living wrong the whole time.
Fine, we'll take that.
You mentioned that the Zen event was that your favourite
Zen room
event?
Yeah,
what's kind of your favourite ways to unwind and protect your well-being?
Definitely getting out in nature. Mm-hmm. That's my thing, especially in the sun. I know it's hard sometimes in Dunedin, but finding those sunny spots, whether it's a walk on the beach, getting out into the garden, just kind of connecting with the land and things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also unwinding with a glass of wine at the end of
Hell
the day.
Hell yeah. Are you red or white?
A bit of both. Generally white, but last night I had a wee red tipple, and
Nice. Yeah, I'm a big fan of red. I think white, a cold white goes real hard. Otherwise, I'm a red gal.
Yeah, nice.
Like my Malbecs and my Tempranillos. What other ideas were maybe on the table when you were organising this event but didn't quite make it the cut?
Well, you know, we would have loved a whole, like, Taylor Swift concert coming over, but she got a bit tied up with some political issues over in America.
Unfortunately.
But really, one event that I really wanted to do was do a daycation through the week, so that's where we kind of get a busload of students and head out somewhere either around Dunedin or outside of Dunedin for the day and just take you out of North D, really. But planning wise I kind of left it a bit too late, so that didn't happen, but for the future we'll park that idea.
Happens to the best of us.
What
could be a really cool idea for that, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's those train rides you can take from the railway station
and they go to like the gorge
stuff
as well.
And there's one that goes to Oamaru.
Oh, is it one that goes on the...
It only runs like maybe twice every quarter or something. It's not very often, but that would be a really cool idea.
That would be
if students are willing to pay like $100 for a ticket.
Maybe it's a subsidized train or something.
I guess in a more broad sense, you know, mental health awareness doesn't just end this week, this coming week. It's an ongoing thing, ongoing struggle for many people. You're from Student Support. I'm curious to know what mental health services does OUSA offer for maintaining student well-being.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really going to just plug us a lot here.
Yeah, please
plug
away.
But I will. So hopefully everyone knows about OUSA Student Support. If not, you can just Google us and go on our website and you can find out all about us. But our team at OUSA Student Support kind of works collaboratively with the University Support Services and across other OUSA departments. And we do lots of things. One of our things is we do is design and host wellbeing programs, such as Mental Health Awareness Week. We're doing this. You might have heard our Winter Wellbeing Week that we hold in the middle of winter. Just kind of really highlighting your wellbeing and ways to pick you up throughout the year as well. Our team's made up of advocates with heaps of skills and backgrounds. We've got psychologists, social workers, and we serve as a link that connects students to more formal mental health providers on campus and in the community if that's what they need as well. But otherwise, we're there for free confidential advice with pretty much anything life throws at you. You can come and see us.
Cool.
We also offer heaps of chances to volunteer, which is great, as we know, for boosting your mental health, helping others. Whether it's being a peer supporter and being a friendly ear to your students or heading out to events with Are You OK? just making sure that everyone at events is all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Are You OK team is a really close-knit community too, which is fantastic.
Awesome.
Or being a class rep and using your student voice to make a difference for your papers and things.
Mm-hmm.
OUSA as a whole focuses on providing opportunities and supports that will encourage a healthy lifestyle for students. And that in turn will have a more positive influence on students' overall well-being and their mental health, and just doing well at uni as well. If you're happy, you're going to be thriving.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Clubs and Socks. Clubs and Socks is really a community in itself,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully everyone's been there as well, whether it's by joining a club of like-minded individuals or taking a step out of your comfort zone and signing up to one of their awesome rec programs.
Mm-hmm.
And just take advantage of that free breakfast and $4 lunch too.
Mate,
yourself some money, save yourself some dishes,
uh-huh,
and yeah, get some good healthy nutrition food.
Yeah, are you more of an onion bhaji or a samosa person when it comes to $4 lunch?
I like a good samosa.
Yeah.
I feel like the samosa's kind
samosa
of like a wee
game.
Meal in itself.
It is.
Like a tasty wee treat.
I don't know if you saw, but in Critic there was a recent debatable section where they were debating bhajis versus samosas. I think samosas is going to come out on top.
Yeah,
everyone
I've spoken
to loves samosas.
Yeah, bhaji's got its place.
It does,
but it, like,
it does.
It's an accompaniment.
Yes.
Samosa is just, you know, on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned the winter
Wellbeing Week.
Yeah. What are some of your ways? Do you get affected by like winter blues or seasonal depression or anything?
Definitely do. Living in North Dunedin, Northeast Valley, where we get no sun for a good 3 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So my big thing is just making sure you kind of get out of that slump and surround yourself by other people as well,
mm-hmm,
and find some sun where you can. Go sun chasing, get on the bus, go out to the beach.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just things like that. And make sure you actually talk to people as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't just kind of go into your dark hole.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're communicating, and whether that's just catching up with a friend, phoning up mum and dad, anything like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just
for
make
sure.
Make sure you don't get too into yourself.
Mm. Yeah. My two strategies are like sauna. Love the OUSA sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Great resource. If you haven't been there before, go to the OUSA sauna. Does a world of good. And also playing badminton with friends at Unipol. That was me.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Unipol's such a fabulous resource to tap into. Like, incredible.
Yeah, really, really incredible. Well, I think we have to call the corridor there, but thank you so much for coming on, Sophie. That was a pleasure talking to you.
That's right. Thanks, Zach, for having me.
Of course. Is there a website or Instagram post people can look for these events that are going on?
Yeah, so they're posted all over OUSA Instagram, our Instagram, and Clubs and Socks Instagram, or otherwise just head over to our website or the OUSA website, and it's got a whole list of all the week-long events and things that you can see.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on, and have a fantastic day. I hope the Mental Health Awareness Week goes extremely well.
Thank you
very much. Alright folks, that was Sophie Penn from Student Support chatting about the upcoming OUSA Mental Health Awareness Week activities, or Wellbeing Week I should say. Coming up,
that was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.